So why are you actually coming out with remarks like this in the first place?
Well, I have, frankly, a concern for, frankly, both the mayor and the city. For the mayor, there is clearly some work that he needs to do. It is simply not accurate that the whole world is lying. There are enough stories out there that I think he needs to kind of reckon with himself. So that's on the personal level. On the political level, I think we need to get on with this sideshow, so that we can deal with the issues that are besetting our city. We have big debates in front of us, like casinos, like public transit funding, like the dire nature of our social housing stock. And this is all, frankly, one big distraction that prevents us from having those community conversations.
Well, lots of this issue has become political because it's the he says, she says, who won't say, and who's not saying things very clearly, balanced off against those of you who are clear opponents of the mayor who feel it okay to say. So it's very difficult for everybody here.
Well, it is, and that's why I think the first onus. If this was any other work environment, what we would do, or home environment, we would try to provide a supportive context, and really that's what I'm trying to do here, where the person who has an addiction or dependency issue can come clean and face what they need to do. That's what we want to do. On a human level, that's what we want the mayor to do. So the onus really is on the mayor to basically follow up and follow through and do the right thing.
But nobody knows for sure, kind of officially, between quotes, whether or not he has an addiction problem or not. Have you ever seen him drunk, and have you witnessed what is being reported by the Toronto Star and others?
I think many of us have witnessed things that the Toronto Star has reported. And I just want to leave it at that, because I don't want to go into the nitty-gritty of it all. But there is something there. And I think the mayor and his staff need to figure this out. And we want to do it in a supportive way, but we want to do it in a direct way. Because he is the chief magistrate, it spills over into the political, and that's where we then have something to say. These things are intensely personal. They become political because of the position that he holds.
Okay, Joe, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.